But just a little bit of a review over the issues in our Science and Technology Committee. One of them is antibiotics. And legislatively, we've been actively involved in the Animal Drug User Fee Act, which is known as ADUFA. As it has moved all the way through the Congress, and it has passed the Senate and the House, and it provides funding for the timely review of the new animal drug applications for the veterinary products. ADUFA has passed, like I said, both the House and the Senate without any amendments, which is good. We were afraid that we might have some amendments attached onto this ADUFA Act so that it'd be ways of restricting the use of antibiotics. One of those amendments that was potentially there was the Preservation of Antibiotics for Medical Treatment Act, which is known as PAMTA, and then a new one, the Delivery of Antibiotic Transparency in Animals. That's called the DATA Act. We have opposed PAMTA since legislatively broad bans of certain uses of antibiotics are likely to negatively impact animal health without positively impacting public health. We're opposed to the DATA Act since collecting only sales data on antibiotics does not contribute to any scientific knowledge about the public health impacts of the use of these antibiotics in food animals. So we just need to make sure that we use the right to make sure that none of these amendments are brought forward. We also like we have a program called the NARM system, which is the National Antimicrobial Resistance Monitoring System, and this actually monitors the amount of antibiotic resistance instead of just the data that's collected for the use of antibiotics in animals. On the regulatory front, there's some things going on there with antibiotic availability and the veterinary oversight. We're waiting for the FDA to finalize the guidance for the Industry 213, which requests that animal health manufacturers voluntarily give up their growth promotion labels for antibiotics that are in the classes also used in human medicine. And they're also used in human medicine, and remove these antibiotics, and the use of these antibiotics would have to be with veterinary oversight or a prescription or VFD. The FDA, along with the USDA and the AVMA, have been holding listening sessions throughout the country to try to understand the impact of these regulations, especially for the small farmers or those who live in remote areas. And we have had pork producers and swine veterinarians at each of these sessions to help us decide how this is going to be affecting the industry. From the industry point of view, we have always supported a strong veterinary relationship, as have been advised by our PQA Plus program for over 20 years. However, we are working hard to make sure that a move to a VFD or a prescription only, as some of these are stated, on the very important products are as seamless as possible to minimize the disruption to our producers. We recognize that our customers are having a lot of questions about how we raise our pigs, and we are working closely with our partners in food service retail to visit them about our efforts to take care of the animals and to assure them that their food supply is very safe. And if you'd have any questions, I just mainly went over the antibiotic side of it. So if there's any questions, if I can't answer them, I'll direct them to Liz up here. Well,
specific to your operation, should the antibiotic legislation come to be, how do you see that affecting your operation?
It's going to affect the drugs that for growth promotant, do you mean, usage, or for?
How will you see it affecting your
operation? Okay. On some of the drugs, we will have to have a VFD or a written prescription, so to speak. And some of these drugs right now, I call my vet, have him come out. We have a relationship that I can describe something, and if I don't describe it well enough, he comes out and checks the pigs and gives me a prescription for them. And a lot of these aren't a VFD where it has to be written out and a lot of paperwork involved with it. Where now you're going to have that if it's a drug that's also associated with the human industry. And as far as the use of for the use of growth promotants. We try not to use, you know, the growth promotant factor in any of our on a lot of our pigs. It's mainly just for the prevention. You know, a sort of a pulse type of thing. Once in a while, you give it to them if you get a cough or something. So we don't use a lot for growth promotant the way it is. And there are still drugs that are available for growth promotant. They're not the ones that are also in the human side of medicine. So there are opportunities if you want to use the different medicines for growth promotant. There are some drugs out there available for that, but the ones that we've taken away are the ones that are going to be used in human medicine also. So you just have, the main thing is to have a good relationship with your veterinarian so that you can, you know, get the antibiotics that you need, you know, to keep those pigs healthy and to make sure that the food supply is safe. Any other questions? If not, you can always find Liz if you have another question. Or
different track. Feed availability. Your operation. Are you concerned?
We grow all of our own feed for our pigs. And actually, my boys got the beans planted day before yesterday. I stayed home from meetings on Monday because actually they were hauling some cows to pasture and nobody was going to be in the planter. So I stayed home from meetings just to make sure the beans got planted. And then they finished up on Tuesday, I think Wednesday. They finished up yesterday really on a little piece that they had to do for another neighbor. But they got it all done. And as far as, like I said, for my operation personally, we grow all of our own. We'll sell some corn. And I just don't know when to sell that little bit of extra corn, if I should wait a little bit longer and see once how drastic everybody gets or what the situation may be. But in our area right now, the corn crop is pretty well in. Beans are pretty well taken care of. We've been able to be in. We started up on Sunday, and it's been sunny ever since. So we've had 4 good days of planting in eastern Nebraska. Everything will be pretty well taken care of. We do have water holes that are probably 6-8 inches in underwater right now, so it'll still be a couple weeks before we get those low spots taken care of. But again, it's getting a little late for too much to be put in those spots, but we're optimistic. We'll always keep trying. So any other questions? Well, thank you.